Be'ezrat Hashem, the Gemara this morning, Berachot, page 8a. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, says Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, my dichtiv, what did King David in his Tehillim, chapter 69, verse 14, wanted to say, Vani tefilati lecha Adonai ratzon. When David HaMelech said, my prayer to you is a very acceptable moment, right? Ematay et ratzon, when is this acceptable moment? B'sha'a she'atzibur mitpalelim. That's in the moment when the kahal, when the tzibur are praying. So let's explain what does it mean exactly. For sure you have to go to Bet HaKnesset to pray. That's for sure. That's the house of Hashem. And that's what the synagogue is made for. That people should go in the synagogue and pray. But sometimes, as much as you want to go to the synagogue, you cannot go to the synagogue. So what should you do? What you do is the following. You should pray at least at the moment or at the time there is a minyan at the synagogue. So if you go every day, let's say 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, and one day you can't, so at least pray at 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock at the moment that you know there is minyan, so your prayer goes up to Shamayim with the prayer of the Kahal, right? You shouldn't take it as a habit, but better than nothing. Right? We always try to do something which is not, maybe not 100%, but at least it should be like 100%. So this is the time, b'sha'a she'atzibur mitpalelim, when the kahal are praying and you are trying to pray at the same time as them, so et ratzon. This is a more acceptable moment when Hashem accepts your prayer. So it says over here, Tanenam Yachi, you know what's the zchut to pray with the minyan is? The merit and the advantage of praying with the minyan is the following. When 10 people pray together, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not look into their files. Which means, when 10 people pray together, the Malachim and Hashem do not start saying, oh, this one prays to me, I'm not going to accept his prayer because last night he did this and that. And the other one prays to me, he did this and that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not look into the books. He just accepted the package deal. It's a tzibur, it's a minyan. The prayer goes straight up and Hashem answers their prayers, right? So this is the advantage of praying with a minyan. So the same thing, if you pray at the same time as a minyan, right, even though you don't pray in the minyan, but you pray in the same time as the minyan, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts your prayer into this basket of tefillah b'tzibur, and he accepts it, right? And how do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not put away a tefillah of rabim, of a minyan, sheneimar en el kabir velo im as. And that's why in a minyan, everybody is acceptable. We call minyan tefillah betzibur. What does tzibur mean? How do you write the word tzibur? Tzadik bet resh. Tzadik represents tzadikim. Tzadikim starts with the letter tzadik. Bet is benonim. Benonim starts with the red bet. Resh, reshaim, even wicked people. To tell you, in a minyan, you can have tzadikim, you can have benonim, middle class practicing Jews, and you have like reshaim, people that from times to times, but they do averot, but they come also to the synagogue. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes all of them, he says it's a minyan, he puts all the prayer in a big basket, and he accepts their prayer, and without looking each one individually. As if somebody prays individual and he doesn't pay attention to the time he prays at any time he wants, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe the Malachim were going to say, okay, let's see, before answering his prayers, he's asking parnasa for the day, he's asking to be successful on this business deal, he's asking for refuah shlema. First, let's check who he is. Let's first check if he has enough of merits. That's the disadvantage of praying by yourself. So if you have to pray at home or anywhere, or you're on a trip, on anything or anywhere that you cannot go in bin a minyan, try at least to pray at the time where there is minyan. Now it says over here that somebody has a synagogue in his city. If you go, you have a synagogue and you don't go into the synagogue to pray from times to times at least, this is called a bad neighbor. Means what's a bad neighbor? A neighbor that you even don't say good morning to him. at least know your neighbor, who he is. You don't have to knock on his door every day, but at least you know who is your neighbor, you know him by the face, and from time to time when he comes out from this, he pulls out from the garage, you go over to him, oh, hi, good morning, how are you doing today, right? Or if you see him in the backyard, you can say hi to him. But if you have no connections to your neighbor, he's just next door, this is called Shachen Ra. This is a bad neighbor. This is not something you can connect with, right? Now, the Gemara says, Amru le Rabbi Yochanan, Ikar Savi beBavel. They came and they told Rabbi Yochanan, which lived at the time in Eretz Israel. He was the chief rabbi in Eretz Israel. They told him, you know, Rabbi Yochanan, there is old people. People live very long in Babel. Tama ve'amar, he said, he's astonished. He says, nah, it's impossible. Because it says in Kriyat Shema, Leman irbu yemechem v'imevenechem ala adama. It says, in order that Hashem prolongs the day, ala adama. And what's adama? Adama is admat Eretz Israel. It's the land of Israel. So how is it possible that in Babel people live longer? So they told Rabbi Yochanan, you should know, Magdimiu machshir chid bet nishta. In Babel they have a good custom. They go early to the synagogue in the morning, and they stay late at night after Arvit. They stay to study also. They stay late at night and they go to Mincha, Arvit, and Shiur. Ah, Amar, Ainu da nilehu. Oh, now I understand. So that's why they can live long. But the Gemara doesn't explain exactly what's the merit going to the synagogue in the morning and at night and staying a little bit for a shiur. How does it give you long life? So the Maharsha, one of the commentators of the Talmud, says the following. He says, every time you go into a synagogue, you're stepping on Admat Eretz Israel. You're stepping like you are in the land of Israel. You're walking in Israel. So every movement in a synagogue, you are in Eretz Israel. So if you go in the morning, and you go at an afternoon and at night, so it's like almost the whole day, you're in Israel. So if you're in Israel, so that's why they had long life, because the synagogue is considered Admat Eretz Israel. So says Rabbi Yochanan, yes, I understand now. Because since they go to the synagogue, so that's why it's called Al Adama. They're considered as if they live in Israel. So tell you, from times to times, or if you can do it every day, it'll be much better. And if you can do it the whole day, even better. Try to go to the synagogue and try to pray when the public is praying together. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen v'amen.